Here is the week in Congressman John Faso news. Votes he took, positions he espoused, and protest rallies and town halls that he attended or not. Representative John Faso votes with Donald Trump's positions 84.7% of the time, according to the 538.com website. On Christmas week, Faso had several public appearances, although he did not announce them on his own website and has not announced any public appearances on his website in several months.
The U.S. House of Representatives and Representative John Faso, Republican of Kinderhook, voted December 21st to extend the government budget into January. The vote for a short-term fix over shutting down the government was 231 to 188. That was also passed by the Senate and signed by the President. The House also passed an $81 billion disaster aid bill in the wake of this year's hurricanes and wildfires, with money for Texas, Florida, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and California. That passed 251 to 169, with another yes vote from Faso. But the Senate ignored the bill, at least until after the holiday break.
The Daily Freeman reports that U.S. Representative John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, wants to name a post office in Saugerties after former local Representative Maurice Hinchey. The 10-term congressperson and 9-term assemblyperson died November 22nd after living most of his life in Saugerties. Faso is co-sponsoring legislation with Democratic Representative Louise Slaughter. Quote, Maurice Hinchey was a fierce defender of the environment who was a steadfast advocate for the causes he believed in and the people he served, unquote, Faso said in a statement posted on his website December 22nd. Quote, I was proud to serve alongside him in the state assembly. Naming his hometown post office after Maurice will be an enduring recognition of his lifetime of service to the people of Saugerties and Ulster County, unquote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman.